Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Some of you may recall that in October last year we brought you a story on the launch of New Zealand On Screen, an NZ On Air initiated project that brings together classic Kiwi content, from films, TV shows to music videos. Well, the site's been humming along and this week sees a major new addition. Joining us to talk about it are Irene Gardner and James Coleman. Well, first, before we talk about James's project, Irene, how's the site been going since we last talked about it in October?
It's going very well. I only joined myself in January as content director, so I can't claim enormous amounts of credit for the wonderful launch. I wasn't there at the time. But yeah, it's going really well. We're adding titles all the time, and we have a new facility now where we can launch collections of titles around a theme or an artist or that kind of thing. And James's music video selection is in fact a collection. It's just a really giant collection of about 80 music videos.
How did it come about? I mean, was James basically scrounging for work and said, oh, look, I've got this idea?
Well, that also slightly predates me. Our wonderful project director, Brenda Lewenberg, was the person who brought James on board. And by the time I arrived,
I was young, I needed the money.
She just said,
it was too late.
James
to do
Coleman's
about it.
Curating our music videos. And I thought, well, is there a way I can get him off the project? Because, you know, I know James from the radio and I know he's trouble. But no, I couldn't. And, you know, in the end, he is quite good for the project because he does know a bit about New Zealand music.
So was it your idea, James?
No, it wasn't. But it was one of those ideas that, you know, it was like a dream come true to be in charge of putting together a collection of music videos. So, well, that's what I thought to start with.
You know, a little more daunting as you actually moved along.
Yes, it was deceptively complex. In addition to the fact that I needed to be objective about this collection, because it'd be all very well me putting my entire favourite 130 clips online, probably wouldn't rate very well. But the other thing was licensing and the whole sort of permission legal part of getting your clip on the site. Even though they stream, they're not downloadable. There's always forms to be signed and people to hoops to jump through. So it's been quite a process when you consider that it's not really a money spinner for any of these artists and record companies. So, and we've relied on the goodwill of artists and music companies, record companies, to get these forms into us, provide us with a really good copy of the video. And when all said and done, we ended up with about 81 to launch with. So that's quite good. Not too bad out of 130. Irene?
Because as well as the work clearing the clips, which has been quite intensive, we have a lot of text as well on our site. So we have like little band bios and video synopses and things. But it's come together really well. And I think James has done a good job, despite what I cheekily said about him a moment ago.
Yes, we've been at each other like cats and dogs. Not really.
No, it's been good. And it will keep. It's not finite, too. Now we've got New Zealand music videos on there, so that part of the site will just build and build and build, and we'll have more and more, which is great.
James, tell us what the most important criteria was that you used when selecting the music videos that you did.
Concept was probably the most important. Because in New Zealand, as you know, we don't have a heck of a lot of dough to throw around when making a clip. So if you have got heaps of dough, and you look at some of the clips from overseas, they're really flashy, they've got enormous production values, but if they haven't got a very good concept, they're rubbish. And none of those clips are on our site. So concept was king, and some of the clips have been made for literally $150. There's one there that's $150 and some probably less, but such great concept that they cut through. They're amazing. You can see what the director wanted to do, and the fact that they've achieved it with that dough and with the goodwill of all the crews and all the other hardships is just quite something. So concept's good.
Is there a default concept when people don't really have an idea for a Kiwi music video and they've got the $5,000 that you get from New Zealand On Air? Is there a default concept people default to? Like, let's just get a car and drive on the beach or something like that?
That used to be the case with the Flying Nuns. And I've waded through hundreds and hundreds of clips. Watch another clip where they put the band somewhere, walk on the beach, ride a bike, include a cat, perhaps a baby, a barbecue.
I love those Flying Nuns.
The flat in Dunedin, some rabbits, I think I seem to remember.
Bicycles.
I mean, that sort of thing. Actually, there's a clip on there by the LEDs, which is sort of a, arguably a nod to that sort of thing, but they do it so well. It's called Rumba by the LEDs, and it's a lovely clip, but it does feature bicycles and walking and riding and babies.
No, nun-esque.
But it's nun-esque, but it's But it's good.
I mean, the thing, I guess, with the NZ On Screen website is because we are there to showcase screen culture, the clips were chosen from that perspective of, you know, what are they like as a piece of, you know, filmmaking, not the song or the artist. It's very much the video. So that was the difference, I guess.
Do you have a favourite on the site, James?
There's a top 10, and if my life depended on it, I would... Ooh, this is hard. Killer Clown by Superette, director Stuart Page.
Is there one video that it really, 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 really pained you to include, but you had to because it wasn't really up to you in the end?
What do you mean up to me? Do you mean to say there's a backhand or something?
Well, no, I'm going to say you said it.
I didn't make him put any on.
You said that it wasn't strictly your taste, which
yes,
would
I see what you mean. Know. Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. There are a few on there that would not be A, the song I would normally listen to, and B, not my cup of tea as far as the video clip goes. But they tick boxes. I had criteria such as concept, impact, and the other one.
Worst music video that made it onto the site?
Oh, I can't tell
Go
you.
Go on.
There's some great R&B tracks on there, and there's a lot of argument in the office, people saying, well, how could you possibly put that one up there? I mean, not many people like AFCO, really, deep down. They find it disturbing.
That would definitely get most controversial.
That's a controversial clip. I love it. I think it's the piece de resistance of the New Zealand music video collection, but... they're all good for their own way. I don't want to comment about what I think the worst one is because it'll just be used against me. Look, but they're not all to my taste, put it that way. Make up your own mind.
Now, you said that you've had a lot of cooperation from the record companies. I mean, I'll read between the lines and say that that's been probably a lot of work. I know what it's like trying to get those sorts of clearances from people. Do you think that there should be a general rule that if you get a New Zealand On Air grant to make a music video, that should give, you know, us the rights as New Zealanders to watch it, to have access to it in the sort of way that we do?
Oh, absolutely. And the $5,000 is supposed to be matched by a record company contribution of the same amount. I don't know whether that happens all the time. So a lot of the time you've got clips made for that $5,000 and no more. And in that, I mean, that reinforces that notion again. We should be able to see them, and that's what New Zealand On Screen's, I hope, doing. Lots of them are available on other video streaming websites, but they're not, the quality isn't as good as on newzealandonscreen.com, but yeah, I think we should see them, and we should see all the TV and movie stuff that's been funded by the taxpayer as well and be able to watch it whenever we like. But the trouble is that a lot of it's funded either co-pros or their stuff that's been funded by enormous numbers of other people, and they've all got their slice of the pie and they all want to...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's a fairly complex area, that rights area, and you know, we're a completely public service organisation, so there isn't anything financial in it for people. And in general, the screen industry is actually fantastic and there is enormous goodwill there. So, and I think that's been the case too in general with the music industry, certainly with the artists and the video makers. They've been great.
With that $5,000 that they get, I mean, a lot of the time, as you say, that is the entire budget. We both know that you can't make, we all know that you can't make 3 minutes of television for $5,000, so you end up getting all your mates and calling in a lot of favours. Have you seen a number of names come up, directors and stuff, that have obviously really honed their craft making
that's
music?
That's the interesting thing, actually, is seeing how some of the video directors have moved through into other things, short films, feature films, telly. And that's another good reason to have videos on our site with the film and television titles, because it is the creative starting point for a lot of people.
You've got to admire also the directors who actually make that a feature of their clip. And my favourite example is Greg Page's D4 song, Exit to the City, where it's shot in the back of a van. And that particular video led me to change the way I actually mark the clips, because here's a clip that has really low production values, and production values is actually one of the criteria I was using when marking clips. When I got to Exit to the City by D4, I suddenly realised I was marking this clip down for production values, when in fact that was the very point of the clip, that it was so, it's so lo-fi and so funny and so clever, and you should be scoring it up. So, you know, Greg's taken on that whole smell of an oily rag, no budget thing, and actually made it a feature of a clip, and it works perfectly. It's a beautiful clip.
Excellent. Well, 81 music videos there. You're going to work on the remaining 49 and your 130 eventually over time, do you think?
Oh, yes. No, they'll eventually we'll get them there, I hope.
Something plenty for everyone to look at. Then nzonscreen.com is the website. Thank you very much for joining us, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to check out James's 81 music video selections, go to nzonscreen.com. Coming up after the break, we head down to Wellington to visit the zoo's new hospital. And we talk to one of the finalists in this year's Montana Book Awards.